Veteran Yukon Quest champion Brent Sass was the first musher into Dawson City today, roughly the halfway point along the 1,000-mile trail. He's followed by another past Quest winner, Hugh Neff, currently a little less than 20 miles from the checkpoint. Matt Hall and Alan Moore are less than a mile apart in third and fourth position. Behind them are Ed Hopkins of Canada and Quest rookie Catherine Keith of Kotzebue. It's a relatively tight field as mushers speed toward Dawson on the tail end of a 105-mile stretch. By early this morning, as KUAC's Molly Reddick reports, this long, remote portion of the race route is testing mushers as they begin to feel the effects of marathon racing.
Matt Hall put foot warmers in his boots at the Pelly Crossing Rec Center on Monday morning.
We're only at the second one.
No, you're at the third one.
Oh. I'm really tired.
The 26-year-old musher had slept about 30 minutes in the past day. When he finished eating a homemade egg scramble, he went back outside to wake up his team. It was about 30 below zero when Hall took off, fourth out of the checkpoint.
You guys ready?
In the past 48 hours, he had spent maybe six of them inside. Pelly Crossing is a Selkirk First Nation village on the Klondike Highway, about a third of the way through the 1,000-mile race. On Monday, mushers started showing up to camp in the parking lot. They laid out straw, cooked up steaming pots of meat and kibble, and laid blankets over their dogs. The dogs were fast asleep by the time mushers came inside, ate some chili, and tried to rest for an hour or two in a shared bunk. At this point of the race, while humans are struggling to stay awake, dogs are just kicking into high gear.
We're, you know, 250 miles into a race now, and I try to stop them, and they're screaming and hitting the line, and it's like, wow, if you guys had a week off and we hooked you up, you wouldn't be this excited to go.
For mushers, trying to stay awake will only get harder as they embark on the longest distance of the race. Dawson City is separated from Pelly by 200 miles of hilly, desolate country. Though Hall is one of the top contenders this year, he said he wasn't racing to Dawson, where the first musher in wins 4 ounces of Klondike gold.
I don't know, we'll try and bank a little bit and save for after Dawson, I think.
Paige Drobny rubbed herbal oil onto her dog's paws next to the baseball diamond in Pelly. Her team was quietly huddled under colorful blankets and sleeping bags. She said her dogs were also hitting their stride. But she still wanted to give them 6 hours of rest to get ready for the big run ahead of them.
Like, I'm going to give them a longer rest here, and they probably don't need it, but, you know, with the 200-mile section ahead going into Dawson is just a little bit more daunting than just, you know, checkpoint to checkpoint. So I just want to make sure that they're, you know, more rested and are able to do what I want them to do when I go out there.
One of her young dogs, Chevelle, was helping keep everyone's spirits up on the trail.
Because Chevelle, like, squeals. She was in lead, and there was a big hill that was like straight up, and we kind of had a little lag there when my sled caught up and she started squealing, and everybody just barreled down and just dragged me up the hill. I didn't even have to kick or anything.
After Pelly, mushers face the Black Hills, a series of steep climbs culminating in 4,000-foot King Solomon's Dome, the first big summit of the race. They also have really heavy sleds packed with 200 miles worth of dog food. Yukon musher Ed Hopkins said it's important to know your team really well at this point of the race, because you can't afford to carry your dogs through the next section if they're not pulling their own weight.
Well, you better make sure you evaluated your team properly between CarMax and here before you blow through here, right? If all of a sudden you start packing dogs, this is your last spot. You can actually see vets and have a chance to look over your team and stuff.
Hopkins was still recovering from the last run when he got thrown off his sled by a chunk of jumble ice on the Yukon River. Mushers are required to take a 36-hour layover when they get to Dawson. For the first time, they're allowed to receive outside help from their handlers, and they can finally get some sleep. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Pelly Crossing, I'm Molly Reddig.
Yukon Quest officials report veteran musher Jason Campo of Alberta, Canada, scratched from the race, citing concern for the yearling team he was running. Laura Neese and Ed Stielstra scratched this afternoon in Pelly Crossing.